Bangkok, AP, the death toll from a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar jumped to more than 1,000 on Saturday as more bodies were pulled from the rubble of the scores of buildings that collapsed when it struck near the country's second-largest city. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,002 people have now been found dead and another 2,376 injured, with 30 others missing. The statement suggested the numbers could still rise, saying, detailed figures are still being collected. Myanmar, also known as Burma, is in the throes of a prolonged civil war, which is already responsible for a humanitarian crisis. It makes movement around the country both difficult and dangerous, complicating relief efforts and raising fears that the death toll could still rise precipitously. The earthquake struck midday Friday with an epicenter not far from Mandalay, followed by several aftershocks, including one measuring 6.4. It sent buildings in many areas toppling to the ground, buckled roads, caused bridges to collapse and burst a dam. In the capital, Naypyidaw, crews worked Saturday to repair damaged roads, while electricity, phone and internet services remained down for most of the city. The earthquake brought down many buildings, including multiple units that housed government civil servants, but that section of the city was blocked off by authorities on Saturday. More damage in Thailand. In neighboring Thailand, the quake rocked the Greater Bangkok area, home to around 17 million people, and other parts of the country. Bangkok city authorities said the number of confirmed dead was now 10. 9 at the site of the collapsed high-rise under construction near the capital's popular Chatuchak market, while 78 people were still unaccounted for. Rescue efforts were continuing in the hope of finding additional survivors. On Saturday, more heavy equipment was brought in to move the tons of rubble, but hope was fading among friends and family members of the missing that they would be found alive. I was praying that they had survived, but when I got here and saw the ruin, where could they be? In which corner? Are they still alive? I am still praying that all six are alive, said 45-year-old Nirumal Thonglek, sobbing as she awaited news about her partner, who is from Myanmar, and five friends who worked at the site. Wanfit Panta said she hadn't heard from her daughter Kanlayani since a phone call about an hour before the quake. A friend told her Kanlayani had been working high on the building on Friday. I am praying my daughter is safe, that she has survived and that she's at the hospital, she said, Kanlayani's father sitting beside her. Thai authorities said that the quake and aftershocks were felt in most of the country's provinces. Many places in the north reported damage to residential buildings, hospitals and temples, including in Chiang Mai, but the only casualties were reported in Bangkok. Myanmar sits on a major fault line. Earthquakes are rare in Bangkok, but relatively common in Myanmar. The country sits on the Zagaing Fault, a major north-south fault that separates the India Plate and the Sunda Plate. Brian Bapti, a seismologist with the British Geological Survey, said that the quake caused intense ground shaking in an area where most of the population lives in buildings constructed of timber and unreinforced brick masonry. When you have a large earthquake in an area where there are over a million people, many of them living in vulnerable buildings, the consequences can often be disastrous, he said in a statement. A natural disaster on top of a civil war. Myanmar's government said that blood was in high demand in the hardest-hit areas. In a country where prior governments sometimes have been slow to accept foreign aid, Min Aung Hlaing said that Myanmar was ready to accept outside assistance. Myanmar's military seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February 2021, and is now involved in a civil war with long-established militias and newly formed pro-democracy ones. Military forces continued their attacks even after the quake, with three airstrikes in northern Kayan State, also called Kareni State, and southern Shan, both of which border Mandalay State, said Dave Eubank, a former U.S. Army Special Forces soldier who founded the Free Burma Rangers, a humanitarian aid organization that has provided assistance to both combatants and civilians in Myanmar since the 1990s. Eubank told the Associated Press that in the area he was operating in, most villages have already been destroyed by the military, so the earthquake had little impact. People are in the jungle and I was out in the jungle when the earthquake hit. It was powerful, but the trees just moved. That was it for us. So we haven't had a direct impact other than that the Burma army keeps attacking, even after the quake, he said. In northern Shan, an airstrike on a rebel-controlled village just minutes after the earthquake killed 7 militia members and damaged 5 buildings, including a school. Myruko, editor of a Shan-based online media Shui Fi Mai news agency, told the AP. Government forces have lost control of much of Myanmar, and many places are incredibly dangerous or simply impossible for aid groups to reach. More than 3 million people have been displaced by the fighting and nearly 20 million are in need, according to the United Nations. Although a full picture of the damage is still emerging, most of us have never seen such destruction, said Haider Yaqob, Myanmar country director for the NGO Plan International, from Yangon. Control tower at Myanmar airport collapsed. Satellite photos from Planet Labs PBC analyzed by the AP show the earthquake toppled the air traffic control tower at Naypyidaw International Airport as if sheared from its base. Debris lay scattered from the top of the tower, which controlled all air traffic in the capital of Myanmar, the photos showed on Saturday. It wasn't immediately clear if there had been any injuries in the collapse, though the tower would have had staff inside of it at the time of the earthquake Friday. Rescue groups head to Myanmar. China and Russia are the largest suppliers of weapons to Myanmar's military, and were among the first to step in with humanitarian aid. China said it has sent more than 135 rescue personnel and experts along with supplies like medical kits and generators, and pledged around $13.8 million in emergency aid. Hong Kong sent a 51-member team to Myanmar. Russia's emergencies ministry said it had flown in 120 rescuers and supplies, and the country's health ministry said Moscow had sent a medical team to Myanmar. Other countries like India and South Korea are sending help, and the UN allocated $5 million to start relief efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that Washington was going to help with the response, but some experts were concerned about this effort given his administration's deep cuts in foreign assistance. Jerry Harmer and Grant Pak in Bangkok, Samina Mistrianu in Taipei, Tong Hung Kim in Seoul, South Korea, and John Gambrill in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, contributed to this report. David Rising and Jintamas Saksanchai, The Associated Press. AP Photo, Sakche Lalit, 2. JPG, Caption. People stand near a damaged construction site of a high-rise building in Bangkok, Thailand, Saturday, March 29, 2025, as rescuers search for victims following its collapse after Friday's earthquake. AP Photo, Sakche Lalit, 2. AP Photo, Aung Shinu, 2.